Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now going to cover a very short psalm, Psalms 93. It doesn't have a heading, but I will give it my title, which is simply, The Lord Reigns. I'm going to read the whole psalm right now, verses 1 through 5. We don't know who the psalmist is because there's no heading. The psalmist begins, The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord has clothed and girded himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves. More than the sounds of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Now the first three words of the psalm, The Lord Reigns, gives us the title of the psalm. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown say that Psalms 93 through 99 applied to the times of the Messiah. Now, I just briefly scanned Psalms 93 through 99, and I do not see how the Jews justified in applying Psalms 93-99 to the Messiah. Maybe I'm not as spiritual as those old rabbis were. But this psalm is basically summarized by those first three words, The Lord reigns. He is in total control of his creation. The NIV Study Bible asks, then, why do things seem to go wrong? The answer to that is, of course, is because God's control allows for man's freedom. God has ultimate control of his creation and his universe, but he also gave man's freedom. And subject to God's sovereignty, man has freedom to screw things up, which we do monumentally. We rebel, we screw things up. However, man's freedom never violates God's sovereignty. Nor does man's freedom violate God's intention to fulfill his end of his covenant with us, although we have violated our end of it because the new covenant is unconditional. We can't do anything to make God happy with us. It's because of his grace and mercy that we enjoy the benefits of that new covenant. Now, this psalm gives us a sense of security, which is very much needed as we live in this world because this world is very unstable. It has been since the get-go, since the creation. I have just spent hours and hours and hours over the last year or two reading medieval history. The world was just as screwed up then as it is now. The world is a total disastrous mess. But behind all the ugliness of the world and its history, the Lord reigns. He's not worried about all of the mess. In verse 1, God is clothed with majesty. The Lord has clothed and girded himself with strength. The NIV has... The Lord has armed himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. In other words, no matter how many Adolf Hitlers and Pol Pots and Mao Zedongs and Xi Jinpings there are in this world, the world's going to be here. It will not be moved. Seed time and harvest until the end of this present age. The world will be here. Your throne is established from old. That means from eternity. Prepared from eternity. There was never a time when God did not rule. He's been ruling the whole time, from of old. You are from everlasting. Old is in parallel with everlasting. And the NIV translates, you are from all eternity. That's endless time moving backwards. And then when you get to the time that time was created, you keep on going backwards if it was possible to go backwards. There was no time when the world was created. So that means God's always been around, even before the creation of time. And we're worried about the world going down or getting blown up in a nuclear explosion. I mean, just recently, Vladimir Putin threatened to use nuclear weapons on Ukraine. And ex-President Donald Trump says the world is in great danger and that Putin might do it. There are plenty of items in the news that can scare the bewillikers out of oneself if you let it. But God is from everlasting, and we are in his covenant, and he's not going to let us go. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us, as the author of Hebrews says in chapter 13. Now, in verse 3, the psalmist says, the floods have lifted up. The NIV says, the seas have lifted up. Here's a psalm written by Ethan the Ezrahite, Psalm 89:9, that says the same thing. You, Lord, rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. Now, Adam Clark says that the floods refer to the multitudes of people raised up against God? Well, maybe. That is a long poetic stretch, if you ask me. I think he's talking about waters here, actual floods. And those floods then represent not only evil people attacking God's people, but also everything else in the world that's bad. The floods have lifted up their voice because rushing water makes a loud, loud noise. I've had floods around here before, and you can hear it all right. They're screaming in your ears. But this is referring to floods of the seas, the pounding waves. I've gone to the beach just about every year of my life, and I know what the sounds of breakers sound like. Actually, the sound of the breakers is very comforting when there's not a storm. But boy, when there's a storm, you hear it all right. You see the people on the Weather Channel discussing an oncoming hurricane. They're standing in the hurricane and the waves are breaking behind them. You can barely hear them. More than the sounds of many waters and the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. God is bigger than all that. The things that terrify us, they don't terrify God. Verse 5, the psalmist says, God, your testimonies are fully confirmed. And those testimonies, of course, as Gill and Jameson, Fawcett and Brown say, those testimonies are the Old Testament scriptures. They're fully confirmed. They're true. They're not false. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Holiness means separation from the profane world and being dedicated to God. Holiness befits your house. That would be the people of Israel. Of course, holiness would befit them, but they weren't holy most of the time, except in God's eyes because of his grace, because they sinned all the time. But holiness does befit the Israelites. Now, that's assuming the house means Israelites. It could mean holiness befits your home in heaven, O Lord, or holiness befits your tabernacle. Anything having to do with the Lord, holiness befits it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now finished with Psalms 93. We are prepared to go to Psalms 94 in our next audio, which I will entitle, The Lord Will Not Forsake His People, which is very similar to this Psalm 93. I hope you stay tuned for that psalm, and I hope you enjoyed this one.